We post them later at WABF1480.com. And now we welcome Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan into the studio. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Lori.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing fine.
Good.
Just trying to remind everybody to look at the map before you leave. You may be voting in a different place.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of folks who are confused about their voting locations. I think, you know, with the municipal elections, everybody votes at the Civic Center. And then you come to these type of elections and people are unsure where they vote and things have changed. So, yes, people definitely need to check their voting location.
I have posted from Baldwin County on our Facebook page information on how to look it up. And there's a map. And I'm also now posting one from James at Fairhope Times that folks can double check. For instance, I'm going to First Baptist Church, Precinct 52, after voting for 32 years for everything at the Civic Center.
Right.
So it is definitely a change.
Yes, need to check that for sure.
And Fairhope City Council met last night, but an important meeting preceding that is the work session where a lot of things are discussed. Tell us about
the work session?
Yes.
So we had our audit review last night, which we were was a very favorable review. You know, Lee Parks from Warren Averitt was there to review that with us and just, you know, talked a whole lot about how much FEMA money we received last year, you know, over $9 million in FEMA money.
Wow.
And all the paperwork associated with that and what a great job our staff did in, you know, keeping that organized and making sure that the audit, when they have to audit those federal funds, that that audit is favorable. And it was. So I'm thankful for the staff that we have and all the good work that they do. We did have two audit findings. One of them was related to utility deposits, and that has been an ongoing issue for us. When we did a conversion from our AS400 to Munis, some of those deposits either didn't transfer or there's somewhere caught in limbo. The number's not increasing, the amount's not increasing or anything like that. It's just we need to go back and really dig through some files, probably paper files to be honest, to find some of that information to make sure we can you know, have accounting for that. And then the other thing was in a receivable that the city receives the grant funding for the airport, and then it has to also be recorded on the airport's books. And just because of the timing of the audit, that receivable was not recorded timely on the airport's books. So those are the only two things. So, you know, really excited about the audit and everything that it showed for the city, you know, in great financial standing. And again, our staff's just doing a great job of managing all of our funds.
Very good. Another big topic was updates to the Fairhope Duck Pond and its restoration.
Yeah, this was there was a lot of conversation about this last night. So, as you know, we have been pursuing various grants to make sure that we're not paying, you know, we're paying 50 cents on the dollar, 20 cents on the dollar for some of these larger projects. The Duck Pond is one of those areas that there's a land water conservation grant, and we've had some outside partners who've been involved with some of the restoration of that area in the past. It really is not filtering the way it needs to. If anybody who's been down there, you can see just the siltation on the top, and you know, just it doesn't look very appealing, and that whole area needs to really be cleaned out, and the area just needs to be cleaned up. So there was a land water conservation grant that was becoming available, so we put together a plan to be able to apply for those grant funds. It has been pushed through pretty quickly because of the grant deadline, so we put it on the work session and on the agenda. So there were some comments last night that they didn't feel like we had to do this much at the Duck Pond. The way this grant works, it's improvement for recreational opportunities. So some of the things we were going to add down there were maybe some more bench seating, a gazebo, some sidewalks to be able to make that area more appealing to people. Again, you know, the beach park is probably one of the most visited places in our city, and really with it being so close to the bay, you just want to really be careful about that you're not filtering all that nastiness from the duck pond into the bay. So really is important to me that we have it engineered properly, that it's done properly. So we put together this plan, and some of the council members thought that it was a little bit too high, so they wanted us to reduce the amount of the grant.
How much?
It originally was a little over $400,000, and they asked that we keep it to about $250,000. It's a 50-50 grant, so that would mean that that our portion would be $125,000.
Okay.
So and again, that's everything from replacing pumps to excavation to adding some sidewalks to you know, controlling the outfall to rehabbing the pump system,
the bridge,
landscaping the bridge. This was improving the bridge. You know, the bridge was an Eagle Scout project.
Yes.
At one time, but because of the climate down there, the wood just is not, you know, it's a maintenance nightmare.
It's not going to last forever.
It's not. So they talked about doing maybe an aluminum pier that had a white coating on it, but doing the exact same bridge, but making it more maintenance free. So that, and also, again, adding a gazebo and some picnic tables. We have found that aluminum is probably better in that area than wood because of, again, the climate. But we did talk about going back and looking at some of those costs and reducing some of them and seeing if we can't still apply for the grant, because the grant deadline is this week. You know, and one thing with a lot of these grants that are coming down from the state or the federal government is they're telling you to have shovel-ready projects because the deadlines are quick. And government doesn't operate quick. And especially when you're trying to rally five...
Is this part of the COVID money they got to pass out within a certain time?
No, this is land water conservation. Okay. All right. And so it's a grant that's usually available, you know, every year or so. Mm-hmm. But, again, having those projects ready are really important. So,
Is this something we can do in-house?
We could do some of it in-house, but again, having the engineering done properly and making sure that pumping system is working the way it should is really important. So there are some components of it that we probably could do in-house. So we reduce the scope of it and reduce the cost, and hopefully we can apply and we'll receive the grant. So it was a good discussion. I think it was, you know, a good dialogue for the council and myself and staff to have to make sure that we all are collectively have the same vision for that area. But again, we're going to be doing some work on the south end with the Working Waterfront Project. And really important to me, I think that the Duck Pond area is just as inviting as the south end once we're finished.
Certainly, yeah.
And that, again, it's one of the most visited areas in our town when you think about visitors who come into town or even residents who like to use that area. So really want to make it a showcase and something that we can be proud of, because right now it needs some maintenance and some attention.
So the vote approved.
It did.
$250,000 grant, of which the city will be responsible for half of.
For half of, correct.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so it was, again, good discussion. The other thing that we talked about was the discussion of the tennis courts. So Quail Creek has tennis courts that are specific to kind of one of the POAs at Quail Creek. There's courts right there as you enter, right there by the clubhouse. And there's also a vacant piece of property. And they had talked about possibly selling that piece of property to get money to rehab their tennis courts. You know, we have a need for additional pickleball courts here in Fairhope. We have a lot of pickleball players here in town. So we have actually been talking with the Quail Creek folks about possibly taking over the tennis courts and buying that vacant piece of land for, you know, a reduced cost, and then taking over the tennis courts and rehabbing those. They did present that at the rec board last week. Councilman Burrell and Councilman Martin were there to talk about that, and rec board thought it was a good idea to expedite this and be able to get those pickleball courts. So we are going to be looking at some negotiations with the Quail Creek folks to be able to take over those tennis courts, rehab them, and then make them available to the general public.
For some reason in my mind, I guess I thought the Quail Creek pool and the tennis courts that belonged to the neighborhood and people that live there get to enjoy it, not anyone else.
But they want to turn that over to the city. So, because it's going to be pretty costly to rehab it, and they're just not going to have the money to rehab those courts.
So it would become public tennis courts.
It would become public tennis courts.
Okay. And what's the price tag being talked about on that?
The price tag is about $125,000 to rehab the courts.
$125,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay. $125,000, yes. Okay. And that would make six pickleball courts.
Okay. And buying land?
Yes, and that has not been negotiated or discussed yet.
Okay. Yep. Okay. All right. We're speaking with Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan here at WABF. It is 831, 74 degrees. Moving on, anything else from the work session you want to mention? Were there any updates on Church Street Infrastructure Project or the sewer main on Fairhope Avenue?
No updates really there. You know, we're putting out those updates weekly on what's going on, but no really new updates from the council meeting.
Okay. And did you have a report of the mayor?
I did. So last night I was able to recognize the Bayshore baseball team, who just won their second 1A baseball championship.
Oh, wow.
So had their team there last night to recognize them, was really excited to do that. They're just a great representation for Fairhope and our community when they go play at the state level. So happy for that school and their administration and coaches and players to be able to celebrate them. And then also recognized a little girl who's been walking. She's not little anymore, she's in sixth grade, but she's with the walking school bus. And we recognized her last night because she has walked she's not missed a day in her whole tenure with school, with the walking school bus.
How about that?
So really excited to be able to do that. Charlene Lee was there, so happy to be able to recognize her as well. And then just really thanked our staff, because May is a busy time, you know, with events and everything going on. And personally, for a lot of people, it's a busy time. We have a lot of employees who have graduates and everything else. So just wanted to thank them for their hard work through the month of May. I know I've been exhausted. I'm sure everybody else has. Because, again, you have everything from state cook-offs to graduations. You have Memorial Day. You have, you know, grandmans, all kinds of stuff. And they're trying to really balance and juggle their personal life, you know, with our work life. So just thank them for everything that they do.
And it was last week was National Public Works Week.
It was.
And we've been commending and recognizing each department online, we've been announcing that as well.
And National Police Week too. So we've celebrated them. So everybody's been eating well, having nice little cookouts with their departments, and just getting lots of accolades.
They need their own week instead
of
those being
they
on the same.
That's
one,
right. They do.
Moving on to the council agenda, a lot of it looks like budgeted purchases and just day-to-day operations of the city. Is there anything that you would like to mention? One that was interesting to me was 16, a grant application to ADECA for $200,000 for electric vehicle charging at the Plantation Point Shopping Center.
Right. So there is some money coming down from ADECA that will allow us to put superchargers in. And right now what we have at City Hall and the parking deck is level 2. So it takes you a little bit longer to use those chargers. But this grant is specifically for the superchargers. Our electric provider, Alabama Municipal Electric Association, is contributing $55,000 towards that match. So it would be no money, you know, out of pocket for the city. We would have the match money, and we're going to apply for ADECA. They really want you to put them along major corridors. So 98 seems to be a perfect location for us. The city doesn't really have property out there to be able to do that near a shopping area, which is where you would typically put them, in a shopping area near a restaurant, so people can charge, walk, get a meal, whatever it is they want to do. So we are working out an MOU with hopefully with the Cordy family and Plantation Point to be able to put those superchargers there. I think this is only the first of a couple that we will put in. You have to put in 2 with this grant, so we'll put in 2, and then, you know, I see us adding some superchargers to downtown and even maybe further down 98, maybe near Hope Farms or the brewery or somewhere like that, so people will have that corridor as well to be able to use.
In addition to what's in the City Hall parking lot.
Correct, which are getting utilized a lot,
which
is exciting.
I've seen cars under there.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
All right, let's see here. We also had, so number 18, is that the Land and Water Conservation Fund grant for the duck pond?
That is.
And that was edited to?
That is again, was a not to exceed $125,000 for the city's match.
Got it. Okay. All right.
The other thing, too, just mentioned that we did add last night an emergency repair for a water line down near the Grand Hotel. We added that. We have a line down there that's blown out that we really need to replace, so we did emergency repair of that last night as well.
Okay. We're seeing quite a few water lines or water breakages, but once again, you explained to us before, because so many crews are in town from fiber optics, et cetera.
Well, some of it is from the fiber crews hitting things, but some of it is just from the, you know, the age of our infrastructure. And, you know, a lot of that pipe is reaching its life expectancy. It's a plastic PVC, and when you're in the soil like you're in, and there's all the, you know, vibration or just different things that happen with the pipe, I mean, it's just reaching its life expectancy. And so we are seeing a lot of breaks, and, you know, a lot of people think that it's because our system's inadequate. It's not really that it's inadequate. It's just this is part of normal maintenance. We have not done a good job in the past of, you know, fixing things the way that they need to be fixed. So this is another, you know, just another infrastructure issue that we're facing right now, and, you know, repair that has to be done.
Okay. And do you have an update, anything about Fairhope Avenue or Church Street anymore that you want to provide?
I really don't. I think that, you know, hopefully we're continuing to move along on both of those projects. You know, my concern right now is that we are, you know, with Fairhope Avenue project, hoping that we can expedite that, because we will have to move across 98. I want people to understand that. We did not want to do that at the end of the school year, so we started on this side, on our side of 98, and so it will have to move across 98 because that project runs from Ingleside to Bishop on Fairhope Avenue. So we hope not to be too impactful to school traffic, but it is something that we're going to have to you know, face at some given point in time. Not looking forward to that.
Hopefully it can be done. Can it be done in the summer?
I hope that's what
today's last day of school.
That's what we're hoping, but you know, obviously we don't, you know, with weather and everything else, we just don't know what's going to happen. So we're working diligently to hopefully get that project done.
Fairhope Times posted something about renaming a portion of Highway 104. Mm-hmm. What is that about?
So there's a small development going in there at the corner. And so Baldwin County EMA contacted the city about renaming that part of the highway. So from Veterans Drive to Greeno on 104, which we call 104 now, is been called 104. Their claim is that 104 stops at Greeno Road, so we need to name that little stretch of land that kind of runs alongside the triangle. There's St. James right there by the flower clock. So we've tossed out some ideas. I've, you know, asked the council for their input. We talked about Triangle Drive because everybody seems to know where the Triangle is in town.
Right.
And so we don't have a Triangle Drive. We ask about Colonial Drive, which there's already our Colonial Acres Drive, but they said it was too close. We've asked about Flying Creek Drive because Fly Creek was originally named Flying Creek. They said that was too close to Fly Creek Drive. There's already one there. So we've tossed out a few names here and there. And I just sent an email to the council yesterday saying we really need to put this to bed. I need to check some stuff off my list. So give me some input. Let me know what you want so we can get that on the agenda.
So this was a request for safety purposes.
It was.
So they can identify services and emergency response.
Correct.
Okay, I see.
It's not something that we're just, you know, deciding to rename the road. It was their request.
Okay.
So, but there is, you know, again, a busy time. Looking forward to the summer. We did just, the RFQs for the Triangle property, the qualifications for that, the companies that submitted bids for that came in last week. So we will be reviewing those and hopefully being able to give some information on the Triangle property and what that's going to look like for the city here in the next, you know, several months.
The park with the bike trails, is that still the latest plan and concept?
Okay. Yeah, there'll still be trails on there, trailhead, restroom facility, some signage, outdoor classrooms, those type of things.
Very good. Yep. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, Lori.
Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan joining us typically the second and fourth Tuesday following city council meetings on the second and fourth Monday.